This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Degenerate Derek Podcast.
All right, welcome back. Hopefully this uploads. I've been told that it's been fixed. I know you guys probably want to wonder what the fuck happened last week. I don't know. I did the podcast on Friday. I uploaded it like normal. I started getting tweets like Saturday, actually a little bit Friday night. But sometimes it takes a minute to upload, so I didn't think nothing of it. I wasn't really on my phone too much Saturday, and then Sunday I started seeing it. Saturday night I started seeing it wasn't uploaded yet, so I was like, well, if it doesn't upload, I'll post my picks on social, because, I mean, I can't get nobody that actually might know what the fuck happened on the phone until, you know, I get back to the office. Whatever. Get back to the office. They tell me it's been fixed. I do Monday's podcast. I recap my amazing 1-4 week 4. 1-4. Fuck me. I don't know. Something happened to my RSS feed. I'm not the most tech guy. Like, I know how to upload it. I know how to record it. And that's about it. My tech guys can't really give me a solid answer on what happened. They think that I might have uploaded it onto one of our other stations' podcasts, even though they can't find it on there. But whatever. I don't know what happened. That's the legit answer. But I posted the picks. I wasn't running from it. I went 1-4. I'm not seeing it. That's just being honest. No excuses. I have felt good the past couple weeks about my picks. First couple weeks, you know, you're like, 2-3. Week 3, I started feeling like I was seeing it. Went 2-3. Last week, I felt really good about my picks. Went 1-4. This week, I feel really good about my picks. Probably go 0-5 the way my season's going. I'm 7-13 on the year. Everybody and their mom is picking games better than me, which pisses me off, but I just got to fight through it. I don't fucking know. I've been looking at the numbers more lately, but I don't want to get away from, you know, the things where I feel like I've had success in the past, and that's by watching the games, because I feel like that's where you get the edge. And that's where you can tell, like, oh, those numbers ain't going to mean shit this week. Those aren't real. That's how I've always gambled. That's how I've always believed that I could get the edge, is by watching the games. And right now, my eyeballs are failing me brutally. Brutally. The only thing that has saved me from, as far as, like, the bookie goes, is I had some big, big plus money line hit my first few weeks. Like, mainly in college and shit. Otherwise, I'd be down so bad. But I'm down on the pod bad. 7-13. I haven't had a... Heading into week 5, I haven't had a winning week. That's bad. That's just rookie amateur bullshit. But I'm not going to keep firing. No, I'm not going to stop doing the pod. I didn't stop doing it last week. I did it last week. I did 2 episodes that just never came out. I don't even know if this was going to come out. They tell me it is. They said that, you know, everything should be good. So hopefully this comes out. I'm going to be real pissed if this one doesn't come out. But I'll post my picks on social. Again, if you ever miss a podcast, I'm going to start doing that too as well. Just posting my picks for those that can't really catch the podcast. My picks seem to get a lot more attention on social when I posted them. I never wanted to really post them because I wanted people to listen to the podcast to hear what they were. But fuck it. I love to... People roasting the shit out of me. And I don't mind that, because you should roast the shit out of me when I go 2-3, 2-3, 2-3, 1-4, and I'm 7-13 overall. I should get fucking roasted. I am terrible. Our Circa Millions contest is fucking... We're honestly going for last place, trying to get that 100 grand, because I've been so bad. So bad. But I got 5 games this week. I'm going to get straight into it again. I hope this podcast comes out, and I'm not doing this for nothing, because that would really fucking suck.
Number 5.
I'm going to go Jets. Yes. J-E-T.
J-E-T-E Jets.
J-E-T-E Jets. Plus 1.5 at the Broncos. Broncos are a terrible team. They somehow got a win last week against Chicago. It is the Nathan Hackett revenge game. Remember, these teams were talking shit before the season started. I know things have changed, obviously, with Aaron Rodgers being out, but that Jets defense is legit. No, I'm not hopping on that Zach Wilson had a good game against the Chiefs. You know, I'm not riding that dick. No way. I'm riding that Jets defense dick. You know what I'm saying? That Jets defense is for real. The head coach for the Jets, Robert Saleh, he did not like Sean Payton's comments preseason about Nathaniel Hackett at all. And the Jets are going to go out there and look to smash the Broncos. How are the Broncos' terrible, terrible, terrible offense, how are they going to move the ball against the Jets? Jets could win this game 6-0. Jets plus 1.5. That's pick number 5.
Number 4.
I'm going to go the Eagles, minus 4.5 against the Rams. Rams got a sneaky overtime win against the Colts last week. They were up like 23-0. Colts come all the way back, forced the game into overtime. And the Rams got a walk-off touchdown, win the game 29-23. Good win by the Rams. I did have the Colts last week. Ugh. I've had the Colts almost every week. I've been on the Colts. I think they might be like 3-1 against the spread, or maybe they're 2-2. I don't know. But, you know, they're not totally beating my ass. I have got some dubs out of them. I like them at home hosting the Titans. Titans got a big win last week against the banged-up Bengals. They're probably feeling themselves. That Titans offense is miserable, and I think every game that goes by for Anthony Richardson and this Colts offense, they just get more and more confidence. More and more confidence. I like them at home to bounce back after they let one slip away, after they battle back against the Rams. It's tough to battle back when you're down 23-0, tie the game up, sit in overtime, and lose. That fucking sucks. And it could go one of two ways. You could be demoralized, or you could be like, hey, listen, we're 2-2. We ain't won at home yet. Let's get a home win. Colts plus 1.5 at home taking on the Titans.
Number 2.
I like the Patriots minus 1 at home taking on the Saints. Saints are 2-2. I think the Patriots are 1-3. Patriots got whacked last week against Dallas. I mean whacked. Shout out my gambling partner Brian, big Patriots fan. Went up there with his dad. Watched his team get just their heads cut off. I do think the Patriots bounce back this week because I think the Saints suck ass. It's going to be a brutal, awful game that nobody's going to watch. But I like the Patriots, favored by a point, to take out the Saints. Patriots minus 1. That's pick number 4, pick number 2, whatever you want to call it. My favorite pick of the weekend.
Number 1.
I love the Texans plus 2 at the Falcons. Were the Falcons not just in London last week? Now they got to come all the way back and play without a bye week. They got to come take on the red hot Texans after the Texans just beat the shit out of the Steelers. And now the Falcons, who do not have a quarterback, got to come take on this Texans team. I don't think CJ Stroud is a fluke. I don't think he's fucking around. That dude's legit. This Texans team is young. They're fast, they hit you in the mouth, and they're not scared of anybody. They're not scared of anybody. They definitely ain't going to be scared of the Falcons. I think they're gonna fucking pounce the Falcons. But I love the Texans plus 2 on the road in Atlanta taking on the Falcons. Those are my 5 picks, including I like Washington for Thursday Night Football. Again, I would just fade the fuck out of all these. I really would. I mean, this is how I'm betting. I'm not going to fade myself. Because that's, you know, might be smart, but I don't know. Maybe if I was in like week 10 and I was just still picking like 30% or whatever, maybe. But at week 5, I'm not just going to totally pack it in on myself and just start fading myself. I'm not above it, but I'm just not quite there yet. But if you want to fade me, I mean, I definitely wouldn't tail me. That's for sure. Some of you guys still like, tailing me is insane. You should just be thanking me for putting out my picks. So you can just bet you bet the opposite of me last week. You cleaned up. I went 1-4. I'm 7-13 on the year. I don't know if I've ever been 7-13. I damn sure ain't ever went the first 4 weeks of the season without a winning record. That's for sure. But it is what it is. That's where I'm at. Your record, you are what your record is. Or whatever the fuck Bill Parcells said. And right now, I'm a 7-13 dickhead.
The Degenerate Derek Podcast is for entertainment purposes only. If you think you have a gambling problem, stop listening to f***ing podcast and get help. Seriously, The Degenerate Derek Podcast.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.